感谢主耶稣的恩典，我们刚刚在过去的星期天刚结束了我们的灵恩会。
Thank God by the grace of God that we were able to conclude our special convocation last Sunday.
那所有的弟兄姐妹都用了很多的精神力气一起跟着主耶稣完成了这一次的服事圣工。
And many brothers and sisters have put in a lot of energy and effort to do the holy work with Jesus.
那最让我们感动的是这一次也有我们所认识的慕道朋友因此在星期天接受了大水宝贵的洗礼。
What made me really touched was that many truth seekers were able to on Sunday be baptized.
今天的晚上呢，我们为了线上面的慕道朋友，还有我们的弟兄姐妹，还有会堂的弟兄姐妹，一起再来复习这个好的题目，叫做宝血。
And tonight, I'd like to study with the brothers and sisters here, and also the truth seekers here, about the topic of the precious blood.
这次因为跟很多的慕道朋友相处，那他们其实问了许多很好的问题，但是我们很少去想到的。
And recently, I was talking to the truth seekers, and I noticed that they would ask many questions that we don't think about often.
那我们很多人从小就受洗。对于宝血的洗礼其实印象并不深刻。
And many of us were baptized at a very young age, so we are not very familiar with the precious blood.
但是我们也很容易的去告诉人家洗礼的重要。
But we can easily tell others about the importance of baptism.
慕道朋友说，怎么可能这样的水上来，他就变成了神的儿女？
So the truth seekers may ask, how come from after coming out from the water that I'm recognized as a child of God?
为什么那个头一下去之后上来，他就变成无罪的人？
And how come when my head is goes into the water and comes out, then I am one that is without sin?
那我们当然很会解释给他听，圣经在哪里记录这样的经节。
And let's explain to them which verses tell them about these things.
可是对他们的心里来说，只有一个很惊讶的赞叹，就是怎么可能？
But to them, what is really surprising is how could it be?
所以这个也触动了我们的心，让我们再一次去回想，我们今天在真耶稣教会里面曾经领受过大水宝血的洗礼的人，我们怎么样常常能够去想到？我们是多么的宝贵，进入到神的国度里面。
So that lets us reflect about how precious the baptism of the precious blood we have partaken, and how it is related to the kingdom of God.
下水之前，他是一个罪人。
So before entering into the water, they are a sinner.
你跟我也是一样。
And you and I are the same.
只是我们忘记了。
It's just that we forgot.
但是从水里一出来的时候，他是一个义人，是一个新人。
But after you come out of the water, you become a righteous person or a new person.
你跟我也是一样，只是忘记了。
And you and I are the same. It's just that we have forgotten.
我们白白地领受了耶稣基督为我们牺牲生命的这个恩典。
And we have taken the grace that Jesus has given to us for granted.
后来的日子，我们以为靠着我们的行为、好的表现，因此主耶稣比较喜欢我。
And afterwards, we think that it is because of our good actions that Jesus will find us more favorable.
很容易我们就告诉我们旁边的朋友，你的规矩如果好一点，主耶稣也会接纳你的。
And easily we tell others that if you abide by these rules that are better, then Jesus will draw closer to you.
我们其实没有办法靠自己的行为来完全神的律法。
But we are unable to complete the law based on our own works.
我们能够依靠的就是那个宝血，白白赐给我们。
What we can rely upon is the precious blood that was freely given to us by grace.
我们来看加拉太书第三章。
So let us look at Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章第二十六节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 26.
三章的二十六节在这边说，因为我们都信了耶稣基督。
Here it says, "For you are all sons of God."
那我们因为信了耶稣基督之后，我们成为了神的儿女。
Through faith in Christ, and it is through having faith in Christ Jesus that we become His children.
只因为我们相信。
And it is because we believe.
那这个相信的下一个动作在二十七节。
And the next action, which is after belief, is in verse 27.
于是我们就受洗归入了基督。
For as many of you has you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
那在那一刻那一天，我们就完全披戴了耶稣基督。
And at that moment and at that day, we have completed putting on Christ.
把耶稣基督的义，把耶稣基督的美穿在身上了。
And putting on the righteousness and the beauty of Jesus Christ onto ourselves.
这个就是我们的朋友最不明白的一件事。
And this is what most of our friends will not understand.
他说水也没有变。
They say the water has not changed.
你们常常说水会变红的。
You guys always mention how the water will become red.
所以我们去洗礼场的人会越来越多。
So the people who go to the baptism site will
有的还把太阳眼镜拿下来。
And some people remove their sunglasses.
所以我们现在很多人去看要看保险。
And so a lot of people today want to go see the to see precious blood.
后来回来就说水也没变。
But they come back and say the water didn't even change.
但你就说他已经身份变了。
But then you say that their status has changed.
这一节里面就告诉了我们。
And this verse tells us,
说我们因为相信了耶稣基督。
Because we believe, because we have faith in Christ Jesus.
那二十七节说，于是我们就受洗归入基督。
In verse 27 it says that we were baptized into Christ and have put on Christ.
那个身份的改变，穿上了耶稣基督的义，从那天开始，我们改变了身份。
And on that day when we have put on the righteousness of Jesus, then our status has changed.
这个是属灵极大的奥秘。
And this is a great mystery this is a great spiritual mystery.
你跟我明白。
And you and I will understand.
但是我们的朋友不见得明白。
But our friends may not understand.
所以我们的朋友看到的是我们外面的行为。
So what our friends see are our outward actions.
因此你跟我多么重要，让他们从我们的身上看见耶稣基督的美跟耶稣基督的义。
So that is why it is even more important that through us they can see Jesus' righteousness and beauty.
所以这个极大的奥秘发生在我们曾经有的人生的那一天。
So this great mystery has happened on the day when we have become new.
就是我们穿上了耶稣基督。
When we have put on Christ.
看不出来，对吧？
And you can't really see it.
在属灵的里面是看得见的。
But spiritually you can see it.
可是表面上我们看见的，你跟我，我们穿自己的衣服。
But physically, what you and I see is what we are, the clothes that we are wearing.
所以我们一直要把朋友他能够看见的世界转到看不见的世界，这是一个蛮难的功课。
So allowing our friends to be able to see what was previously unseen is something that's very hard.
那我们今天基督的精兵更要去想到这件事。
And today, as the soldiers of Christ, we have to, that means that we have to think about this even more.
不然我们明明已经进入到看不见的世界，却又一直想要往看得见的世界跑去。
Or else, that means that we are in the unseen world, and we are striving to be in the seen world.
所以我们的罪从那一天开始就一笔勾销，就没有了。
So from that day, even the smallest stain of our sins is gone.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章的十五节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 15.
罗马书第八章的十五节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 15.
他说我们最后十五节说，我们因此就呼叫了天上的神，叫阿爸父亲。
The latter half says, but you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
然后十六节就说
And 16 says,
我们之所以身份改变，可以有了天父真神成为我们的阿爸父亲，是因为圣灵帮我们证明了。
So, our status has changed and we can cry out, Abba, Father, because the spirit himself bears witness.
然后圣灵呢在我们的心中呢也让我们的心可以证明，会感受到，是明白到的。
And the Holy Spirit that is in us will enable us so that we can understand it.
于是我们的信心就更上一层楼，更上一步。
And then our faith will take an extra step and we can also go up another level.
十七节就说到我们既然已经进入到神的国，我们成为神的儿女之后，
So in 17 it says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ.
我们从此就成为基督的后代后嗣。
Then we will also be glorified together.
那我们就要有一个目的，是为了与他一同的吃苦，然后要与他一同的得荣耀。
So now we have the same goal, which is to suffer with him and also be glorified together.
所以神真正让我们进入到透过宝血进入到他的世界他的国度他有一个很重要的目的是要我们一同得荣耀。
So the purpose of God letting us enter into His kingdom through the precious blood is that we can be glorified together.
但是为了得到这个荣耀，他说我们会与他先一同的吃苦。
But to be glorified together, we have to indeed suffer with Him.
所以他就帮我们解释了我们今天的人生，从受洗的那一天开始往前走的这一段路，我们将要与基督一同的吃苦。但也同时一同的得荣耀。
So starting from the day that we were baptized, it is our journey of life where we have to continue to suffer with Him, but we will also be glorified.
如果你跟我曾经在服事的路上觉得累了
If you and I have on the journey of servitude felt tired,
觉得好像付出了许多没有看见回报了。
And we feel that we put in so much, but we're not getting back any, not much.
很可能我们这时候就在受苦中。
And maybe this means that we're amongst suffering.
但这不是宝血带给我们的目的。
But this is not the purpose of the precious blood.
宝血带给我们的目的是要一同得荣耀。
The goal of the precious blood is so that we can be glorified together.
只有这样子才能够点起我们每一次灰心的心。
And only through that you can ignite your discouraged heart.
我们在病痛中怎么样觉得得荣耀呢？
And when we are in sickness and in pain, how can we be glorified?
我们在困难中怎么样得荣耀呢？
When we are in difficulties, how can we be glorified?
有时候我们真的没有答案。
And sometimes we really don't have the answer.
但我们只能相信，他宝血救我们的目的是为了让我们得荣耀。
But we have to believe that Jesus saved us through His precious blood so that we can be glorified.
当这个目标抓住了。
And when we understand this, when we understand the goal,
当这个信心我们相信了
，and when we have believed in this faith,
我们在面对困难，在面对病痛，在面对灰心失望的时候，那个力量会支撑在那里。
When we encounter crises, sicknesses, or times of difficulty, the strength or the power is still there.
所以一同得荣耀的概念，我们要常常的放在。我们失落的时候提醒自己。
So the idea of being glorified together is something that we have to continuously remind ourselves in times of trouble.
是的，神一定可以解决我们今生所碰到所有大的问题、小的问题。
And yes, God can remove all the big and small problems in our lives.
这是神给我们特别的福分，也就是我们的福气。
And this is a special blessing that God has given to us.
你想，我们只要一碰到问题，跟神一祷告，哎呀，问题明天解决，你不觉得这就是一个很大的福气吗？
If you encounter a difficulty, but then you pray about it, and tomorrow it's gone, isn't that a great blessing?
所以神是真的可以解决我们的问题。
So God truly is able to resolve our problems.
但解决问题也不是他宝血本身带来的目的。
But resolving our problems isn't the main purpose of the precious blood.
也就是说，你去上学，有老师帮你写功课，肯定不是老师让你来学校的目的。
Just like your teacher is helping you with homework, that is not their that's not the goal of you going to school.
老师可能只是想鼓励你。
Maybe your teachers want to encourage you.
不要灰心。
Don't be discouraged.
这一题我帮你。
This problem, I'll help you with.
但肯定不是他叫你来学校的目的。
And that isn't the purpose of them telling you to go to school.
所以最终，神其实是要肯定我们的身份。
So ultimately, God wants to ensure our status.
他透过宝血把我们的身份改变。
And through the precious blood, He has transformed our status.
他费了这么大的力气。
And he has given up so much of his energy.
他的目的不是要你受苦而已。
And his goal isn't just for you to suffer.
他是要肯定你的身份变了。
But rather, it is so that your it is to ensure that your status has changed.
所以今天我去学校，我的身份是被改变过了。
So today, when I go to school, my status has changed.
我今天去厨房，在教会帮忙煮饭，我的身份是被改变过的。
When I go to the kitchen to help out in the church, help out the church, my status has also changed.
我弹琴 我的身份是改变过的。
When I play the piano, my status has also changed.
那个思想、那个信念要一直在我们的脑海中，因此我们的服事就变得非常有意义。
And that idea and that attitude has to continue to be in our minds so that our work is meaningful.
不然一定会累的。
Or else we will definitely be tired.
姐姐们、哥哥们。
So brothers and sisters,
如果每一天都是灵恩会
if every day was spiritual convocation,
没有结束的哦
it never ended,
你会再来吗
would you ever come?
一定想办法说我明天不能来我没空啊
you'd probably come up with an excuse saying that tomorrow you can't come.
因为你的服事一直付出的时候真的会累的
Because every time you put in effort for your servitude, you become tired.
所以你看到上星期天结束之后我们整个都消失掉了很久啊五天都没有再联络
So do you see that after the Sunday service, we all disappeared and we haven't contacted each other in 5 days?
大家都在家里面疗伤、复健，都在恢复中。今天就又来了，明天更多人。
And everyone was at home, just trying to recover, and they're saying that tomorrow there will be more people.
所以神肯定我们的身份，是肯定什么呢？就是帮你贴一个乖宝宝吗
So God ensures our status. So is it just is it just to affirm that you're a good baby?
我想到的是，他肯定我们的身份是从此不再羞耻。
What I believe is that it ensures that from now on we will no longer be ashamed.
亚当跟夏娃当时候最早开始违背神之后，是带着羞耻离开的。
In the beginning, when Adam and Eve violated the word of God, they left ashamed.
所以我们真的不要小看羞耻这件事情。
The concept of being ashamed.
假如我们有原罪，就是原来亚当留下来的罪。
So we have the sin that the original sin that comes from Adam and Eve.
假如哦。
So let us say that is the case.
所以就有可能我们也有他原来的羞耻。
So maybe then we also have the the original shame.
那这个原来的羞耻就会长出害怕。
And this original shame can produce fear.
长出低落。
And create a low point.
就是会觉得我没有别人更好。
And it makes you think you're not better than anyone else.
这个都是天生的东西。
And these are all the things of the world.
你很难接受有一个人告诉你说，姐姐，你真的好漂亮。
Oh, sorry, we're born with it. And then we tell other people that they're so great.
你很难接受人家告诉你说，姐姐，你好漂亮。
Oh, sorry, and it is hard for you to accept it when someone tells you, you are very beautiful.
你很难接受。
And it's hard for you to accept that.
你一定会说没有啦。
And you'll probably say, oh, that's not it.
你也很难接受人家说你真的很好。
Have you encountered people who say you're very good?
你一定会说没有啦。
You'll probably say, oh, that's not true.
它有一个天生的东西种在里面。
And what, something that we're born with is planted inside of us.
主耶稣来要帮我们把这个身份肯定了。
And when the Lord Jesus comes, he ensures our status.
不论你的背景是什么。
No matter your background.
不论你的父母曾经怎么对过你。
No matter how your parents have treated you in the past.
不论你的老师怎么笑过你。
No matter how your teachers have treated you.
不论你的同学曾经对你怎么样不理过。
No matter how your classmates have bullied you.
不论你长得是什么样子。
No matter what you grow up to look like.
耶稣来是要告诉你说，你的身份我非常的肯定。
What Jesus came to do is to tell us that that our status is ensured.
从此，你跟我属于他。
And from now on, until the end, we are a part of him.
从此你不再有羞耻。
And from now on, we will have no shame.
然后他的目的是跟他一起得荣耀。
And his goal is so that we can be glorified together with him.
要不然你会累啊。
Or else you'll be tired.
你生活在家庭里。
You live with your family.
你生活在工作里。
Your life in work.
你在人跟人之间的当中服侍。
And between other people in your servitude.
你的羞耻。你的不好通通会回来。
Your shame and your bad qualities will all come back.
请你跟我一样常常的跪在祷告的时候想到宝贵的宝血洗净我的罪是为了肯定我的身份。
So let us continue in our prayers to remember that the precious blood is there so that we can, so that it can ensure our status.
我从此,
affirm our status.
我从此有了天父的真神, 称为阿爸父亲, 我有了家, 有了父亲。
So now I have a father who I can call out Abba Father, and that means that I also have a home and a father.
所以我们看到罗马书第八章的21节的时候,
So when we look at Romans chapter 8 verse 21,
我们就会看到他最后告诉我们说, 我们其实是要得到自由的荣耀。
We see in the latter half that it's so that we can enter into the glorious liberty.
对,他的英文很好, 他是进入到荣耀的里面。
So the English translation says into the glorious liberty.
就好像你进到水里面一样。
So it is just like entering into the water.
就是你进去之后，是从那一刻开始明白耶稣基督为我们设计这个保险的目的是什么。
It is just like when you enter into the water, and at that point, you think about the precious blood of Jesus and what its purpose is.
我们都还没有去谈。 耶稣基督为我们牺牲的这个情感，这份爱，我们没有谈。
And we haven't really talked about the love that Jesus has given us.
所以你有看见我们的朋友在星期天进到水里上来之后流下的眼泪吗？
So do you see the tears that flow out of that flow from the friends who have been baptized on Sunday?
当我们还急着在看有没有变红色的太阳眼镜的时候， 我们的朋友已经流下了眼泪。
When we were busy trying to see if the water has turned red, our friends have already shed tears.
又看到他们进入到神的国度, 身份改变之后, 那个赞美诗的歌词一打出来, 眼泪就下来了。And
it is through the kingdom of God, and also when they hear of the hymns, then they also shed tears.
因为他的身份被肯定了。
Because their status is affirmed.
因为从那个成 时间开始，他要进入到荣耀里面了。Because
from that moment onwards, they're entering into glory.
基督的精兵，我们很久唱诗没有流下眼泪。
As soldiers of God, we have not shed tears often.
上次还有人跟我说，哦，这首诗好长哦。So
last time someone told me, oh, this hymn is so long.
唱5分钟。
I have to sing for 5 minutes.
为什么要写五节这么多?
Why would they write 5 verses? That's so long.
更不要说读圣经，圣经这么厚， 你会流泪吗?
And don't even even with the Bible, it is so thick. Would you shed tears from that?
你看我们星期六听到的见证很美好哦。
So the testimony that we have heard on Saturday was very wonderful.
姐妹说她生怕漏掉一个字没有看到，记得吗？ 读圣经的时候，她好怕漏掉一个字没有看见。
And the sister said that when she was reading the Bible, she was so afraid that she would accidentally skip over one word, so she would read very carefully.
哦，跟我刚好相反哎。
And it is the exact opposite of how I read.
我是能跳多快就跳多快，尽量跳不要念。
However fast I can jump around or skim, then I'll do that.
所以她很感动我，她说，我从来不知道读圣经是这么的甜美。哎呦，我们都有感觉甜美吗？
So she really touched me, and she made me realize that reading the Bible is so great. So do we experience that? Do we experience the same thing?
所以那个就是在宝血的当中，深刻的去体会他的身份被肯定过。
So that is through the precious blood where we can experience that our status is affirmed.
所以我们从小受洗的人哦，少掉了这样的感受。
So for the people who have been baptized at a young age, we are lacking this experience.
我们更要叫做什么？我不会形容，我们更要这样。我应该是反过来讲，我很怕主耶稣觉得，哇，对你一辈子这么好，都还不如上个礼拜那个。哎呀，主耶稣放掉我们，你懂吗？我很怕这个感觉。
So I was afraid that after treating someone nicely, that Jesus would let us go.
比如说哈。
Opt for someone new.
比如说主耶稣，假如哈，我随便说，比如说主耶稣现在降临哈，来到这边降临哦。
So let us say, for example, that if Jesus' spirit came down.
对，就是耶稣来了，第二次来了。
Just like Jesus came the second time.
你觉得谁会得救？
Who do you think will be saved?
上个礼拜那两个。 三个。
And you'll think, oh, the last week, the three people.
像我们从小就写，哎呦，悔改都来不及耶。
So then we'll think, oh, we didn't even have time to repent.
对，可是上礼拜那三个，不太已经悔过了，已经改好了。
But last week the three people have already turned from their old ways and they've already changed.
所以每次领圣餐的时候，我会小紧张，就是如果主耶稣现在此时此刻二次降临，前面那三个一定上去。
So I always thought to myself, if I was partaking of the Holy Communion, I'd be really worried because then also the three people in the front would be saved.
所以我们用今天的晚上来复习一下，让自己进到宝血当中，真的被主耶稣肯定过身份，要来得他的荣耀，这样的心。
So tonight, with the topic of the precious blood, let us remember that its purpose is that so that our status can be affirmed.
他把我们的身份改变。
And he has changed our status.
他把我们的羞耻拿走。
He has removed our shame.
他让我们进到他的里面来得荣耀。
He let us enter into him so that we can be glorified together.
第二个形容，我觉得圣经很妙。第二个形容，他把我们形容像泥土一样。
The second comparison is like mud.
好像刚刚他说到，我们就是罪的人，就是一个不配的，是罪的。那现在说到我们像泥一样。
Before it said we are sinful, which means that we are unworthy, and now it compares us to mud.
所以我们从这个角度再来看一段圣经。
So from this perspective, let us look at another verse.
以赛亚书六十四章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
以赛亚书六十四章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以赛亚书六十四章的第八节。
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8.
在这边他说，主神啊，现在你是我的父亲。
Here it says, but now, O Lord, you are our father.
然后他说，我是你。
And then it says, you are our.
有吗？
哦、oh, we are the clay.
有哈、哦，有对。然后我们是你手里的工作。
And all we are the work of your hand.
所以你可以想到，他用这个特别的形容来告诉我们，我们本来的身份是什么。
So here it uses a very special comparison to show what our status was before.
你看这一节就好哦，没有逻辑哦。
So if you just look at this verse is enough because there's no logic.
你拿给年轻的学生看，他就知道这一节没有 make sense 了。
Oh, if you give it to a young student, then they'll then they'll say that this is illogical.
请问泥泥土啊，泥怎么会有爸爸？
So how come you as a clay can have a father?
你有想过吗？
Have you thought about that?
他就是一个泥 clay， 一个泥，可是他有爸爸。
You're just a clay, but you have a father.
然后他有爸爸之后，他说我就变成工作。
And after you have a father, you become the work of your hand.
所以它有三个东西不合，没有办法合在一起。
So there are three things that are not correlated.
一个是爸爸。
One is the father.
一个是泥。
One is a clay.
一个是工作。
And one is a work.
这三个东西都不一样。
These three things are all different.
可是放在一起。
But then you put it together.
所以当我们在读它的时候。
So when we read this verse.
主神啊，现在你仍然是我的爸爸。
God, you are our father.
我们是泥，你是匠。
We are the clay, and you are our potter.
然后从那时候开始，我们是你手里的工作。
And from now, and from then on, we are the work of your hand.
刚刚说到，耶稣基督救我们进来他的国度，是让我们进入他的荣耀，这是他宝血的目的。
And just now we talked about how that Jesus Christ gives us the precious blood, and its goal is so that we can be glorified with Him in His kingdom.
这边给了我们另外一个方向的目的。
And here it gives us another direction and a goal.
我们跟这个爸爸连接上以后
，After we restore the connection with our Father，
我们就变成他手里的工作。
Then we become the work of His hand.
这个是一个奇妙的属灵的奥秘。
And this is a great spiritual mystery.
请问我们怎么可能变成工作
？So let me ask, how can we become the work?
我们什么都不能做。
We can't do anything.
如果耶稣基督明天要上各个他的山，为罪人钉在十字架的话
，If the Lord Jesus Christ was to go on Mount Golgotha, and he was to be crucified, what would we do?
假如他现在告诉你说，明天早上我要踏上各个他为你而死。
What if tomorrow? What if he told us that tomorrow he would go up the mount and be crucified to die.
请问你现在可以做什么？
Let me ask you, what can you do right now?
你跟我现在可以做什么？
What can you and I do right now?
什么都不能。
There's nothing we can do.
你跟我根本没有办法取代他上到哥哥他去。
You and I can't replace him to go up to Mount Golgotha.
你还能做什么？
And what can we do?
你说啊、哦，我去厨房煮一碗公仔面给你吃吗？
And you say, oh, let me prepare some noodles in the kitchen for you.
耶稣这个时候需要公仔面吗？
Does Jesus need these noodles right now?
所以厨房已经没有了。
So,
食物已经不重要。
So the kitchen isn't important and the food isn't important.
哦，那我弹一首歌给你听，送你走。
Oh, so let me bid you farewell with a hymn.
他说不需要。
And he says, oh, it's okay.
你跟我什么都不能做。
You and I, there's nothing we can do.
这一节圣经说，我们从那一天开始，成为他手里的工作。
And in this verse, it says that from that day, we are the work of your hand.
你知道他有多看得起我们吗？
Do you know how much he values us?
你们有玩过 clay 吗？泥。
Have you guys played with clay?
有吗？
Have you?
你们如果玩过啊，你们会跟 clay 讲说 "Hello, 我是你爸爸。
Because when you play with clay, would you say "Hello, I'm your dad"?
然后 clay, 你现在哇漂亮极了，是我手里的工作。
Clay, you're so beautiful. You are the work of my hand.
那个 clay 如果会讲话。
The clay could speak.
他如果会，他就会说：“你 OK 吗？你疯了。
”If the clay could talk, it would say, "Are you okay? Are you crazy?"
所以现在你有了父亲，有了爸爸。
So now you have a father or dad.
你跟我今天还能够存在、活着、坐在这里，是因为成了神的工作。
So the reason that you and I are able to be seated here is because we have become the work of His hand.
你现在在线上聚会，你现在在教会聚会，坐在这里，你知道你现在是在做神的工作。
Even if you are attending online or if you are seated in person, you know that you are the work of God.
我什么都没有做。
And there's nothing that we have done.
只因为我们的身份改变了。
It's because our status has changed.
我们从一个泥变成了他的儿女。
We transformed from being clay originally to his children.
他这么高估我们，这么期望我们，我觉得那个叫什么，我不会讲，就是赞美到一个地步啊，就是你不值得，他怎么会叫你是工作呢？
And he even let us become his work, but we are so unworthy. So how is this? Why did he do that?
所以单单是这件事情，我们就已经觉得。我还要求什么啊？我是一个泥耶，泥，我变成他的儿女，我还要求什么
？So by thinking that, then what else? Then what can we even pray for? Because we are just clay. So, what is there to pray for?
哎，我小时候哈、哦、会去把，因为我觉得蚂蚁工作很辛苦，因为书本上说蚂蚁很勤劳，是好的动物，所以我对蚂蚁很好。
When I was young, I treated ants very well because I read in a book that they're very hardworking.
我觉得他们真的好辛苦哦。
And I really thought that they were really hardworking.
好长的队伍只为了去拿那个饼干。
And they lined up very long just to get the cookie.
而且他一直绕，一直绕，还不走直线哦。
And they keep going in circles, and it's not even a straight line.
从那个角一直绕绕绕绕到这边来，不会走这里直的过去，不会。
And they'll even curve, and they won't go in a straight line.
所以我就对蚂蚁好。
So I treated ants well.
我就把那个饼干。
So then I took the cookie.
对，我拿饼干到他的附近。
I took the cookie and placed it near them.
因为你这样走过去大概三个钟头。
Because to walk from this point to that point, it'll take 3 hours.
我三秒钟就拿给你 ，OK?
And I'll just give it to you in 3 seconds, OK?
然后就觉得蚂蚁，我对你真的很好。
And I was thinking, ants, I will treat you well.
哎，他绕过哎。
And they went around it.
对对，他不知道要闻他的同伴的味道才一直往前走，比较安全，是不是？他不理我哎。
I'm not sure whether it was because they're used to the scent of the other ants, but they ignored me.
你回家玩，哎，美国好像没有蚂蚁，所以就很难玩得到。你真的会发现他很特别哦，他转头走哦。
In the U.S. there aren't many ants, so you probably wouldn't really know, but. They will turn. Oh, they will do a U-turn.
对，我已经给他了哦，他转头哦。
And I already gave them the cookie, and they U-turn.
你现在就知道那个蚂蚁后来去了哪里吗？
So what do you where do you think the ant went?
死亡了。
It died.
因为我很生气。
Because I was so mad.
我对你这么好,
I treated you so well.
你给我转头走,
and then you turned around.
活该,
that's foolish.
你有想过天上的神看我们可能不是蚂蚁,
and have you thought that maybe God doesn't view us as just ants?
因为这一节圣经说你是泥耶。
But because in this verse it says that we are the clay.
不会动的哦。
We can't move.
更可怜。
We're even more pitiful.
嗯，就他就来。
But then he came.
他告诉你，你呀，你呀，我好爱你。
And he tells the clay, clay, I love you.
你，我爱你，我救赎你，我要做你的父亲。
Clay, I will be your father.
那个泥就回答了。
And then the clay will answer.
转头了。
It will answer by turning around.
你看神怎么样看得起我们。
So how does God, how can God value us?
我们来看一节圣经。
So let us look at another verse.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
15节。
Verse 15.
提摩太前书第一章15节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
我们先看16节。
Let's first look at 16.
第一章的16节, 保罗是这样说的。
Chapter 1 verse 16, this is what Paul says.
他说, 他蒙了怜悯, 是因为耶稣基督, 要在他这个罪人的身上, 显明一切的美好。
So in verse 16 it says, for this reason I obtained mercy that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
那他有一个目的是为了给后来信耶稣的人得到榜样。
And his goal is so that it can be a pattern to those who are going to believe on him.
所以圣经好妙, 圣经好奇妙, 都会给我们一个目标。
So the Bible is really interesting because it gives us a goal.
所以我们不要停留在只有我被神怜悯停在那边。他说神怜悯是为了要有一个目的。
Let's not just stop when God gives us mercy because God gives us mercy and there's another goal.
那我们的焦点是要来看保罗这么热心的一个工人。
And we should look at how Paul is a very fervent worker.
他称他自己是罪人当中的罪人。
He called himself the worst sinner amongst sinners.
所以你可以看见他对神、对耶稣基督恩典的认识。
So you can see how much he knows about the mercy of God and also God.
就是他到今天哦，写提摩太前书的时候，他到今天。 他都回想起来，都还可以想起他是罪人中的罪人。
Even till today, in 1 Timothy, it says that he is the worst sinner amongst the sinners.
他写提摩太前书的时候，已经工作很多年了。
And in when he wrote 1 Timothy, he had already been working for a long time.
他已经是一个相当有经验的教会的服事的工人了。
He was a very experienced worker for the church.
他可以想起。
And he could talk about his own status.
我们今天被神看中, 从一个泥变成了他手里的工作, 成为他的儿女。
We are valued by God because he made us who were once clay into his children.
我们还能每一次的想到我们是不配的吗?
And every time do we ever think about how we're unworthy?
我们还能够想到我们曾经是泥吗?
Can we think about how we once were clay?
保罗在这边鼓励了我们,
Paul here encourages us
我们要为后来的人做榜样,
that we should be examples for those who are going to believe on
这个榜样不是因为我们的工作多么的伟大,
and this example isn't because of how great our work is.
这个工作也不是你有多少的经验,
and this work isn't based on how much experience you have.
这个榜样是我蒙了怜悯, 让我这个罪人中的罪人能够显出耶稣的美。
It is that even though I am one of the worst sinners among the sinners, that I can still demonstrate the beauty of God.
所以保罗是一个非常对于这个 恩典很认识的一个，真的是一个前辈，我们的榜样。
So Paul is really a good example of someone who understands God's mercy.
他说罪在哪里？ 恩典就在那里更多。
And he says, where sin is, there is more grace that abounds.
所以他十分的强调，这个恩典是远远大过这个罪。
So what he emphasizes is how the grace of mercy is much stronger than the sin.
这个给了我们鼓励。
And this gives us encouragement.
刚才我们说我们是不配的。
We just now said that we were unworthy.
那这个想法要放在头脑里。
And this idea is something we have to put in our heads.
可是他同时又告诉我们，恩典是大过你想象的罪跟不配。
But he also tells us that the grace is much greater than our sins and how we're unworthy.
所以我试试看哦，他说，假如罪是这么大。
So let us try to visualize it. So let's say sin is this big.
假如是这么大，那恩典就会这么大。
Then grace will be that big.
这个概念是什么？
So what kind of idea is this?
就是如果你跟我觉得自己没有什么罪。
It is so that it is if we think that you and I have no sin at all.
对，我比隔壁那个好很多。
I am better than my neighbors.
他的那么大。
Theirs is this big.
我的 OK 这样子而已。
My sin is pretty small.
你知道你的恩典也就这样子吗？
Do you understand that your grace is only also that big?
所以保罗把这个秘诀抓得好清楚。
So Paul was able to understand and grasp this mystery very well.
他想到自己是罪人中的罪人的罪人，就是我很不好，就这么大。
He believed that he was the worst sinner of all the sinners, so then he could understand the grace very well.
所以你就看到那个 grace 啊，恩典就比这个更大。
So then you see that grace is even greater than the sin.
这就是他的秘诀。
And this is the mystery.
他得力量的地方。
The place where he was able to find strength.
他不断地往心里面去想到自己原来是一块泥，这个就是很不好了。
And in his heart, he kept thinking that he was just clay, which was something that wasn't worth much.
于是他领受到的恩典跟能力就这么多，超过了。
So then the grace and power he received was so great.
因为他的概念是恩典大过罪。
Because what he thought was that grace is much greater than sin.
所以如果你跟我今天没有觉得我们的不配，自己不配。
So if you and I don't recognize our unworthiness.
我比隔壁那个好很多。
I'm actually better, or more virtuous than the other people.
你领受到属灵的恩典跟力量，就不会太大吗？
Do you know that, the grace that, and blessings you receive from God won't be as great?
因为你已经觉得自己蛮肯定自己了。
Because you think that you're already sufficient for yourself.
所以这个东西要转到我们朋友身上的时候，很难去明白啊。
So when we think about this for our friends, it's really hard for us to understand it.
那你跟我今天是不是也明白了？
So do you and I understand this concept today?
每一次跪下去的时候，会想到，哇，想到过去一路走来的我，我曾经是这样的不配。
Every time we kneel down, do we think about our past selves and really reflect about how we are not worthy?
你不敢再求什么了。
And you, that means that, and through that, you won't dare to ask for anything else.
不用再求说啊，主啊，你就帮这个吧，修电灯哦，关门哦，主啊，你帮我该照顾一下，我忘记锁门了。你不用再求了，因为你想到自己是很不配，你是泥啊。
You won't keep demanding and asking the Lord to, oh, please fix this light, or oh, can you please help me close this door? No, because you now know that you are unworthy.
这样子我们的信仰就有力量，会进步。
And when our faith has this power, then it will improve.
所以它的进步不是在这边一直的说要进步而已，不是的。
And this improvement isn't just saying that you want to improve.
这个进步是一直想到自己里面原来是不够的。
This improvement is knowing that you yourself are not enough.
一想到这边你就进步了。
And once you think about that, you improve.
这个很奇怪的逻辑。
This is a very weird logic.
所以这个才是基督要转我们的想法的地方。
So this is where God wants to change our thinking.
所以我们深深的感谢主。
So we have to deeply have gratitude for God.
每六个月就让我们看见洗礼。
And every six months, we see baptism.
每六个月就让我们领受圣餐。
And so that every six months, we can also partake of the Holy Communion.
它不是时间到就来洗，不是时间到就必须领圣餐。那是主给我们的恩典，让我们去回想自己曾经是一块泥。
And with these times, it is a blessing that God gives us so that we can deeply reflect about how we were once clay.
我们才能够在教会里做这个，做那个，成为他手里的工作。
And it is through that that in the church we can do this and do that so that we are his work.
但愿主耶稣借着这一次的灵恩会复兴我们每个人心中对他的信心。
And this time, we thank God that God has given us the faith to serve him.
但愿主耶稣祝福我们每一位认真追求的弟兄姐妹。
And may God bless the brothers and sisters who are eagerly pursuing him.
但愿我线上所有的慕道朋友都能够继续的追寻，继续的在他的圣灵带领下往前走。
And I hope that the truth seekers watching online can remember to also be guided by God and continue with him.
我们要用这首诗歌445首来唱出我们的心情。
So let us use the hymn 445 to express our thoughts.
这首诗歌叫做恩典大过我的罪。
And this hymn is titled Grace Greater Than Our Sin.
保罗所写的圣经节在诗人的创作底下成了一首诗歌。
So what Paul has written for the people has been composed into a hymn.
记录在罗马书的第5章20节从这段圣经写出的诗歌。
And it is a hymn that is from the verse in Romans chapter 5 verse 20.
但愿我们把它唱的时候能够想到我们领受到的宝血是何等的可贵。
So when we sing this hymn, let us continue to reflect upon how the blood that we receive from Jesus is so precious.
想到我们今天要再得到力量，得到恩典，我们要想到自己曾经是一块泥。
And to remember that if we want to gain the strength, we have to remember that we were once clay.
我们副歌，我们把它练习起来，等一下祷告后也可以一起唱。
So let us remember how the chorus is sung so that after our prayer is concluded, we can sing this together.
请我们起立唱诗赞美神第445首。
Please all rise and sing hymn 445.
Jesus, 恩典 中最浅，奇妙的恩中的大恩典，白白赏赐行者的恩眷，你是否渴望见主圣面？你是否愿接受主恩典？真神恩典，接近我内心，靠主恩典，真神恩典，恩典大过我的重罪愆。
一起祷告。
Let us